stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, the hour most of you wait for each week, where we do movie rental reviews, myself, Andy, Richard, and Charlie. Real quick, before you guys talk about what you're going to do here, real quick, I forgot to mention this in the last hour. The worst part of the whole Together movie yesterday that I went and saw?
What was it?
The previews. I had to watch a dang preview with Vin Diesel, followed up by a musical!
And by the way, can I get into this?
Sure.
In the Heights was a musical, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is really important, folks. It's coming out. It's going to be In the Heights, and it's this mainly, primarily Hispanic musical with some terrific music. But it's going to be about illegal immigration. It's totally in favor of illegal immigration, and it's against people who want to shut it down. That was in the original trailer that they put out about it. Obviously, a lot of polls came down, and so the trailer you just saw last night totally took that message out, which I thought was really interesting. And by the way, the Vin Diesel movie, which is, of course, Fast and Furious 9.
Is it like Fast and Furious 900? Is that how many they've made of these stupid things?
This one is 9.
They're all awful, by the way.
Well, a lot. I actually thought the earlier, early ones were pretty good, but this.
They're actually fantastic. I know you hate them because you hate all the cars being blown up and everything else.
Oh, I love
that. When you get down to it, they're actually really entertaining films that you can watch over and over again, and you'll go to the theaters, and they keep you engaged in the movie. So they really are good movies.
But, Richard, I got to warn you on this. I have to. In this preview, the acting of a car blowing up was better than the acting of the characters.
That's Vin Diesel. What do you
expect? The acting in this one, I know you don't care about the acting in these movies. I get it. But it's got to be at least tolerable. Richard, I think you're going to be wincing in this one.
Well, here's the deal. I'll be honest.
Okay.
This is going to be an ode to your dislike for Vin Diesel. With the Fast and the Furious movies, they actually were way better when Paul Walker was in them.
Yep.
And then when The Rock came in, then him and Vin actually had a decent, connection and chemistry, and kind of had the meat-headed, bald guys, together in that regard. And they actually did well. When it's just Vin by himself, it's not so good. I'll just be honest with you. Even all the other characters, he just can't carry the movies because I think that we've gotten used to so many other characters.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, and it's I don't know if you've seen this preview yet. This preview, because I actually think a lot of good has been in the Fast and Furious movies. I think there's been some fun acting for that genre, the bravado and all that kind of stuff. But in this one, it looks, and by the way, Vin's looking old.
He is. All right, we got a call on this real quick before you guys go to your next topic.
Okay.
Here we go. Mark in Lakewood, what's going on?
Hey, guys, just wanted to give you some good news about one of your sponsors.
Let's hear it.
And it is about movies.
Okay.
So, Andy, be elated. Tonight, the 88 Drive-In opens up.
Oh, nice.
Hey!
Good deal.
Way to go, Susan Kochevar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe Andy knows these movies. The first one is Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, well.
Who doesn't?
I grew up with Tom and Jerry,
exactly.
I'm already one over there. What else?
And the second one is Godzilla versus Kong.
Okay.
That was good. Good special effects.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And the third one is The Unholy.
I have not seen that.
Is that a scary movie or something?
Yeah, it is. I just, I've only been seeing one a week
because
we've been doing all the rentals, and I wasn't able to see it.
Okay.
So the webpage says they're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Thursdays.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That sounds right.
Awesome. Way to
go,
Mark.
Good stuff. Yeah, Mark, no, thank you for that update. I appreciate that very much. And, there you go. 88 Drive-In is open. All right, announce what's going on Thursday.
Okay, once again, Richard is going to be running the show, as always, as every year, on next Thursday for the NFL Draft. And, Richard, I want to turn it over to you. But first, I just want to say this. I was looking over again last year's picks, just the top 10. We hit like 8 of them. And the second 10, we hit a bunch of those, too. I could not believe how close the last few years our mock drafts have been to what we actually saw on draft day, and you know I'm a draft nick, and I'll look at Walter Football and all these other ones, Draft Tech. Ours have been closer than virtually all of them. And one last thing though, when they don't do like ours, they should have. And I'm looking at you, New York Giants, because New York Giants last year, had they listened to us with the fourth pick and gotten Tristan Wirfs, they would have been a lot happier than what they got. And I'll talk about that on Thursday. I'm really excited about the NFL draft this year. And by the way, one other thing, the NFL is kind of leading the way in coming out of this whole social justice thing with the major sports. They're starting to set that aside and get back to football.
Nice.
Are you excited, Richard?
Yeah, I think it will be. And again, I know, Dad, some of your listeners are going to tune out for that day, which is okay. I totally get it. It's not your normal cup of tea, and I can understand. But for
It'll
those
that
do, or you just want to listen, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to call in. But it's fun. And this year, we're actually doing it on draft day, which is a little bit different. So, Andy, we will have all of the information, all of the rumors up to date as far as, you know, what it looks like and what we're going to, you know, all of the facts and data that we need. And so I think it'll be exciting, and for us draft nicks it will, because I think there's going to be a lot of movement. And Broncos fans, there is, we'll talk about this more next week. I think there's a very real possibility the Broncos actually select a new quarterback. I know a lot of guys like Drew Lock, and I'm one of them. I think he can be a guy, but depending on how the draft falls, which is what we're going to talk about next week, the Broncos may be in a position to pick their future signal caller, Andy. So we'll kind of have to wait and see what happens.
Right, and we're also going to talk about your closest rivalries. The Chiefs just traded away their first-round pick today to get a Pro Bowl tackle. So,
yes, you know, exactly. What, all this stuff happening.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. Everything's happening. It's going to be fun.
All right, let's get one round in before we take our first break. We're talking about movies with royalty. Andy, you're up first.
Okay, I mean, we got to talk about my feelings about royalty in this first movie, which are summed up by the great Frank Drebin in The Naked Gun. Here we go.
Thank you, Your Honor. Protecting the safety of the Queen is a task that's gladly accepted by police squad. For no matter how silly the idea of having a queen might be to us, as Americans, we must be gracious and considerate hosts.
That's good. That's good. I watched it the other night, actually. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny.
I got to be honest, though, even though The Naked Gun 2.5, the second one, gets into the environmentalist
kind of
stuff, that one's even funnier.
I agree.
That just kills me.
I agree. All right, you're up, Richard.
Yeah, top
all right,
that.
I'm going to go... More. Well, I'm not going to be able to, but I'm going to get closer with, and that's actually one of my more favorite films. I don't know why, just because I like it. I think they did a good job on it, and that's The King's Speech, which I've mentioned before.
Oh yeah,
great movie.
Colin Firth, and he just does a great job about, you know, King George VI, who basically has a stammer, and you know, he stutters a lot and he can't do it, but obviously he has to learn how to be he actually has to learn how to be a king, right? And to speak and talk and all the above. So it's one of my favorites just because of how they do it. And the guy, Geoffrey Rush, right? He ends up kind of helping him, or Joffrey or Goffrey or however you want to say his name. But Geoffrey, yep. I one of my personal favorites. I just think he does a great job, and it's just kind of a nice feel-good.
That was one of my top ones. And I just thought Colin Firth, who, by the way, is just a wonderful actor, he was lights out. I agree. Good one, Richard.
No, great movie. Good pick. This, by the way, is probably my weakest movie genre we've done yet, because I these are movies I hate. I'll be honest. I hate
these
movies.
I told you, just wear the Burger King crown while you're going through the...
And I don't know why I hate these. I just do. I don't know. It's my American blood. I hate these movies.
Well, that's why I did The Naked Gun thing.
All right, so I have one that I hope works. How about Monty Python Holy Grail?
Oh, can I do a scene?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
Victory is mine. We thank thee, Lord, that in thy mouth... Ah! Oh!
Come on, then.
What? How about you? You are indeed brave, Sir Knight, but the fight is mine.
Oh, had enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
Look, stop that, chicken.
Okay, I just can keep playing it, but I won't.
Just a flesh wound. Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. American National Insurance. So if you're involved in something and there's flesh wounds, maybe you need insurance. You probably do no matter what anyways. Call Paul today. Get a free quote. He's a great guy. He'd love to help you out. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He was with us yesterday. I always learn a lot when I talk to Kurt. And you know what? He can teach you anything you need when it comes to your mortgage, what he can do for you, how that works, how you can tap into your equity or purchase a home for the first time. Give him a call today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe, too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Movies about royalty. Joe from New Jersey, you are next, sir.
All right, I got two from the world of Marvel. One, Black Panther, the King of Wakanda.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
And then you got Thor and Anthony Hopkins as the King.
Those are both
in Thor.
Can I play a Thor clip?
Sure.
It's a bit lengthy. It's from Infinity War. It's when he meets the Guardians of the Galaxy. Here we go.
Go for it.
If I can find it. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And he interacts with Rocket. Here we go.
That's a made-up word.
Who was made up?
Nidavellir is real? Seriously? I mean, that place is a legend. They make the most powerful, horrific weapons to ever torment the universe. I would very much like to go there, please.
The rabbit is correct, and clearly the smartest among you.
Rabbit?
Only Eitri the dwarf can make me the weapon I need. Where is she, brother captain, sir?
You're very perceptive.
You seem like a noble leader. Will you join me on my quest to Nidavellir?
Let me just ask the captain. Oh, wait a second. It's me. Yeah, I'll go.
Wonderful.
Except for that I'm the captain.
Quiet.
That's my backpack.
Go sit down.
Look, this is my ship, and I'm not going to... Wait, what kind of weapon are we talking about here?
The Thanos killing kind.
Don't you think that we should all have a weapon like that?
No. You simply lack the strength to wield them. Your bodies would crumple as your minds collapsed into madness.
Is it weird that I want to do it even more now?
A little bit.
If we don't go to...
That's good. That's a good one.
I really thought that, you know... Chris Hemsworth just got funnier every single movie he did Thor.
I agree. That's good.
What do you think,
good,
Joe?
Good one, Joe.
All right. Hey, I'll leave you with a challenge. The best King Arthur movie. I mean, there's been a dozen.
Oh, so many.
I have no idea.
I don't watch them.
We just played the best. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, that was a great one. Okay. All right, guys. Those are my two.
Joe, you're a good man. Appreciate it, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Where are we at? Another round? You're up?
Sure. You know, I'm really jealous, though, because we're doing royalty movies, and you both have royal names. There have been a lot of King Johns.
Hmm.
there have been a lot of King Richards.
True.
How many King Andys?
None. Zero. Zilch.
I just feel left out.
No King Andys.
No King Andys. Okay, here's another one that's talking about royalty.
Dare you speak to me that way? You will address me the proper manner as your Royal Highness. I am Princess Vespa, daughter of Roland, King of the Druids.
Oh, that's all we needed. A Druish princess. Funny, she doesn't look Druish.
I just love that.
So which movie is that from?
Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs.
You don't remember that from Spaceballs with John Candy?
I don't remember that part.
Funny, she doesn't look Druish.
Instead of Jewish, Druish.
Druidia.
That's funny. That's bad.
I thought that was a movie that was just funny throughout. It would drag and then funny. Drag funny.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Good explanation.
Okay, Richard, you're up. King Richard, you're up.
That's right. King Richard, don't you forget it, Andy. I
have more of a jester name, don't I?
Yeah, you do have a jester name.
I have a jester name. Go ahead.
Very much so. All right, so I'm going to go with one. Well, and by the way, this isn't my choice, but King Arthur that Joe was talking about, the latest one with the dude from Sons of Anarchy is not too bad. Definitely, you know, they kind of get weird and they go like slow-mo and stuff, but not too bad of a movie, just kind of one for, again, a Friday night watch, which I always allude to. But anyways, I'm going to go with the animated Andy, and there's several Disney's to choose from, but I'm going to go with one of my favorites, which is Aladdin.
Yep. Awesome.
So, and enjoy it. They did a good job of, obviously, you have Disney princesses, but there's multiple royalty, right? Because Aladdin becomes a prince in that movie, so.
I agree. And by the way, have you noticed that so many young people's movies are about royalty?
Yeah, why is that?
I have a theory. It's because royalty is greatness that you don't have to earn. And kids don't know anything about earning things. They really don't. And I mean, how many young people, you know, little kids' movies are about business tycoons who have moved up in the business world and earned their way up? Instead, you have these fantasy lands where you are either royalty or you fall in love with royalty or you're part of royalty, born in royalty. It just seems that kids don't relate to as much building something, but rather being born into it and the magic of it all. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I think it is the magic piece of it, especially with like the princesses, right, Andy? Because that's why the royalty thing is so big, and you know, Prince Harry and Prince William were so big for so while, right? Because girls could fantasize, oh, you know, I get to be a princess, you know, that sort of thing. So you're probably not wrong.
I wore the Diana wigs. I did.
Did you?
No.
No.
Doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We'll get right to you because I need lots of help because I'm really, really weak in this. So I have one. I know this might be a little bit off, but there was a king. I guess you could call him a king. I think a pharaoh is a king. Ten Commandments.
Yes. Absolutely. That's a great... What are you talking about? That's an awesome example.
This is like the fifth week in a row that we've mentioned the Ten Commandments. Yeah.
Yes, so I know. It's my new go-to movie.
I know. I know. Schindler's Commandments.
All right. Let's see what John has to say. John, you're up, sir.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. So let it be written. So let it be done. Oh, John, you're not thinking right. Think of the royalty as evil. I'll give you one from my wife. She was downstairs. She heard this, and one from me.
Okay.
The one for me is Princess Bride.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Great example.
Right. And then the other one is Braveheart.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The king was crap in that. We all hated him the whole movie. You got to think that way. There's a few more out there that are like that.
John, I want you to know the king was crap in that one. Right now, watching that movie might cut a little close to home.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I'm not sure I could do that. I'd wake up at 3 a.m.
You got that
screaming.
One right.
Oh, yeah.
What a great movie.
Yeah, because. Oh, yeah. And then there's a lot of movies. And then you could pick which one. You said which Camelot. Or King Arthur movie?
Yeah.
Or was that Joe?
Joe said that.
I'd say Excalibur.
Good one.
That had a lot of great fight scenes in it.
It did.
And then a very young Patrick Stewart was Guinevere's father in that, if you remember that, Andy.
I did not.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart
was... Next time you watch it.
Okay.
Guinevere's
father.
By the way, who's that?
Who's Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart.
You are kidding.
Who is that?
Reach across.
Captain Picard. Professor Xavier.
I'll have to look him up. Patrick Stewart. Looking him up now.
Bald movies. We did bald movies last week. You guys crucified me over that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, he is. Okay, I got it now.
You know how much bald movies actually resonated, Andy? It didn't.
It did, too. We got lots of response on bald movies.
Hey, you didn't even know, like, the most famous bald
actor. Hey, you too, John. Appreciate it, man.
John liked it. I can say that because he's off.
I had fun.
I had fun with bald movies. Come on.
I do, too. All right, you're up.
You may have had fun, you just don't remember, like, the most famous bald dude of our generation.
He is?
Patrick Stewart.
Okay, well, speaking of Patrick Stewart, how about Robin Hood, Men in Tights? Here we go.
You have surrounded your given name with a foul stench. From this day forth, all the toilets in this kingdom shall be known as... John's.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate that. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, well, it's Patrick Stewart. Okay, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. That's a king. He was king.
Yeah. No, you're right. Counts.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one again, and Joe got me thinking with the Marvel side of stuff. I'm going to switch to DC, and that's going to be Aquaman. Because it's all about fighting for the throne.
I watched it the other day, too. That's a good movie, by the way.
It's fun.
It's not too bad.
I like Aquaman.
It's one of the better DC movies. Like, they're just, whatever DC has done, we've either been ruined by Marvel or DC bad or both, Andy.
I totally agree. And especially if you're looking at the new DC brand, because then, you know, the new round of DC movies, because that doesn't include Dark Knight. Right? And those,
Batman. Those are separate.
Right, those are separate. The new DC Justice League movies, I'm just going to say it, they suck. The only two ones I like out of them were Wonder Woman and Aquaman. That was it.
The first Wonder Woman. The second one, not very good.
No. The second one has been mocked from top of society to the bottom. Everybody is mocking the second Wonder Woman. I didn't even go to it.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, you're up, Richard.
Am I up? Yeah, you did Aquaman.
That's right, you did Aquaman.
How come you don't listen to your children?
I'm getting
lots of... We talked about this earlier.
Getting lots of suggestions.
Oh, okay.
Cinderella.
Classic.
Okay, that was a classic. And thank you for that one very much. I appreciate it. So there you go, Cinderella.
They had a version of Cinderella come out, what was it, about 6 years ago that was just terrific.
Did they sing in it?
No, I don't think there was singing.
Different. It was like fake Cinderella. It was like basically
fake
like modern
Cinderella,
right, Andy?
It was a little modernized.
Modern Cinderella.
It was a little modernized, but it was really well done with really good special effects, some nice acting, and just a very sweet tenor to it all the way through. It is one of the best Cinderella, and you know, in fact, I'm going to say it's the best Cinderella I've seen. So if you want to watch a Cinderella like with your kids, because you know kids. You know, might want to watch it. Like Richard, I know you want to watch it with your son. If you want to watch a Cinderella, watch the one that's most recent.
Okay.
Father-son night.
Interesting.
All right, we'll take a timeout real quick. RoofMax coming up next. Dave Hart would love to give you a free roof inspection. One thing I don't mention enough, by the way, is the way you can also pay for your roof inspection is Dave takes credit cards. I don't mention that enough. So in most cases, you can do it that way or however else you want to do it. But Dave's a great guy. He'd love to give you a roof inspection, tell you what's needed. And we had a great testimonial from one of the listeners out there that had some things done by Dave here a week or two ago. And I tell you, he's just top notch. I'll vouch for it. I've had my roof done. And it's fabulous. Give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916.
Save your roof with RoofMax. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, It won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. Roof Max in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Movies about royalty or with royalty, either one.
Yep, okay. And first of all, I just want to give a hat tip to Richard again on Aladdin. I think that was a great call. Aladdin is the funniest Disney cartoon I think I've ever seen, and it's definitely the greatest single performance in a cartoon I've ever seen by Robin Williams, who was absolutely dominant as the genie. I mean, Richard, was he incredible or what?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't. There's a reason it hasn't been topped since. And Will Smith, was, you know, in the newer one, was good in his own right.
Sure.
But Robin Williams was hard to top.
Yeah, and the new one that they made live action, I'm afraid it just Will Smith did his best, but you cannot compete with Robin Williams, and the movie dragged compared to that original Aladdin. It was so quick, so fresh. That's one to watch again. Let me throw another one in here: Beauty and the Beast. We got to keep in mind the Beast, he's actually a prince, and that one had a great story. It had one or two musical numbers that went a little long to me. I like when the music numbers are quicker and snappier.
I like when they're not there at all.
Yeah, I know that. But I have also noticed that even John Rush doesn't mind the music numbers if they're quick and they work with the story.
It has to be quick.
Right, work with the story. But outside of that, Beauty and the Beast may have had the best story of any Disney movie.
Okay.
Really, that's one that where you can watch that again where you're thinking, man, I haven't watched that in forever. Nah, I don't want to. And then you put it on, and you're engrossed.
Sort of like Fargo.
Sure, it's exactly like Fargo. I mean, it's exact. Wasn't William Macy in Beauty and the Beast?
He could have been the Beast.
Did they put the Beast in a wood chipper?
They should have.
That's cruel.
That's your accomplice
like the
there
beast.
In the wood chipper?
Oh, gosh.
Best part about Fargo is how they talk. You betcha.
You betcha. Okay, Richard, rescue
you
your
know?
Dad here.
Don't you know?
Rescue your dad.
Go ahead.
You're up next.
Brendan
the
Woodchipper, huh? Oh, boy, goodness. All right, so I'm going to go back to the animated train just because obviously that's what's on my plate.
There are so many.
And that's going through.
Yeah, so many I haven't seen. Go ahead.
Well, you are missing out because this one's actually very good, and that's going to be Moana, Andy.
Yep.
I almost mentioned that.
It's one of mine.
Because it's very good. It's a cute one.
Yeah.
The Rock does a good job.
He does.
The girl does it good. Like you say, the song numbers are catchy. The crab guy's funny. You know, they just do a very good overall collection of actors and actresses and just how they put it together. So
yeah,
good movie.
All right, I have one by Anne because she's helping me out because she feels bad for me, I think, right now.
Man,
because I can't.
She's your crutch.
Do very well. Mirror, Mirror with Julia Roberts.
I did not see it.
I've not seen it either. Did you, Richard?
No, I have no idea.
Because Julia Roberts can't be too bad.
I have not seen it. Okay. I got no clue.
Okay.
I got absolutely no clue. Okay, how about this one, guys? The Man in the Iron Mask with Leonardo DiCaprio. That was fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun and several really good performances. Obviously, you got the king and his twin, and, you know, he's trying to keep his twin hidden because the king is evil. Very good.
Okay.
Richard.
Actually, well, you kind of took mine, Andy. So I'm going to go with, this is going to be, again, another animated movie, but it more fits along with, yeah, actually, you've probably never seen this one. And that's going to be part of King Arthur, but it's Quest for Camelot, Andy.
Quest for Camelot.
Never seen it.
You ever seen that one?
Yeah, that's boy, that goes way back, doesn't it?
Yes, way, way back.
I have seen that.
It's different. It's a very different spin on the King Arthur film, but very, there's a little bit more magic and sort of stuff, and it's got a two-headed dragon. It's kind of funny, cute little film, but Quest for Camelot.
John, quit shaking your head. You know, some of us had childhoods.
What was so special about King Arthur, by the way?
John, when you were a child, did you talk about leverage buyouts? I'm just wondering.
I was on a whole different street than watching this stuff. Let's just say that.
It's cute.
Just saying.
Good movie, Richard. Go ahead, John.
There you go.
Oh, I'm up next. Okay. Now, this one is mine. Some other listeners a lot of you have texted in and said this one as well, but Charlie helped me out with this one as well, but I had it in the top of my head. Anyways, that would be Coming to America, the original, and now the sequel.
Absolutely. That's
I have not seen
too.
The sequel, by the way, but it looks really funny. I got to go check it out.
Still probably one of the top five comedic performances of
him?
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Almost scary good.
Yeah, because he plays all those parts.
Okay, here's a movie that I don't know if we have ever done.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A first timer.
It might be. I don't remember ever doing it, and that is Amadeus.
No,
and
I don't
it's
think
a movie
you ever
about
have.
Mozart.
Yeah, I've seen, actually, believe it or not, I've seen some of that.
Right.
Not
and
all of it. It's too boring for me. But
they are in the royal court, and the guy who writes the music for the royal court, Amadeus, comes along and is so unbelievably gifted. And by the way, it's based on a true story, and at least this part of it is true. Mozart, in real life, was a wild man. He was a partier. He was a crazy guy. And he
you crazy guy. You.
He was so talented. Well, this is like, let's say you're into mathematics and you're at school and you study, and some guy comes in who just thinks mathematics in a way that he doesn't have to study and is better than you immediately.
That's him.
This is what Mozart was. So Mozart was the guy in any job where you work for years at what you're doing, maybe being a mechanic, and some kid comes in at 17 and is better. He is that gifted. And it just blows people away. Amadeus, of course, won a lot of awards, and it was all around royalty.
Okay.
There you go, Richard.
By the way, Anne said that Mirror Mirror is a spinoff of Snow White. Julia is the evil stepmother and the queen.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that we have mentioned numerous times because it's one of all of our favorites, I believe. And there is definitely royalty involved in this, and that is Braveheart.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely.
So,
on my list.
With the Scottish, the British, and all of that fun stuff. And there's another one I'll say here in a little bit, too, that's actually fairly good. But, yes, one of my personal favorites.
Okay. All right, I have one, a little different spin on it, because this is royalty not of humankind, but of animal kind. That would be the Lion King.
Oh, that was... You took my next one.
I didn't think that you looked at that stuff, Dad.
Yeah,
I do watch that movie.
That movie.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that one's a good one. I'll give them that.
They sing it, you hypocrite.
I watch that and Moana.
And Moana.
That's about it.
Do you watch them over and over and over and just giggle through the entire...
No, once every 5 years or so is good enough for me.
Okay. All right, let's do one. Here's one that I guarantee you probably have not thought of. We haven't done it in a long time. Shanghai Noon.
No.
With Jackie Chan, Owen Wilson, and Lucy Liu as the princess. And that's another one of those movies, folks, that you haven't watched in a long time. If you watch it again, it's just fun. Flat out fun. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I'll give that to you, Andy. Down the line a little bit, but I'll give it to you.
Well, I had to be. I got to throw in a curveball now and then.
Okay.
Every so often. All right. So I've got to get. Well, actually, it's not. This is kind of a fun one. It's kind of a cute little movie, Dad. I don't think you've ever seen this, and that's The Princess Diaries.
No. Well, you know what? I actually have seen parts of it. I've never seen the whole thing, but I've seen parts of it.
Chick flick.
It's total chick flick, but it's not too bad. Andy with Anne Hathaway. She does and Julie Andrews.
Do you play dress up and do each other's hair while you watch it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, I have
one. It is funny, and it's well done. Yeah. It is well done.
I have one. This is Charlie's, actually. He gave me this one. Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Shrek.
That's one of mine. You took it. I got to cross it off.
All right. You're up next.
Do another? Okay. Let's go a different direction here. King Leonidas, Gerard Butler playing King Leonidas in 300.
I've never seen that. It looks good. I've never seen it, though.
You've never seen 300?
Nope.
Yeah, it's not for kids.
These kind of movies. I told you.
It is the guy of all guy movies.
It is.
The acting is non-existent.
None.
And there is none. But it is simply a guy movie that you're like, if you're going to look like a dude, you want to look like one of those dudes.
Absolutely. And Richard, would you in fact go as far as to say acting is not allowed in 300?
It doesn't. You don't need an acting, Andy.
Nope.
It's just a bunch of dudes that are ripped that are, you know, going in slow motion fighting other dudes.
But was it? I mean, the whole look of it was so cool. It was the first movie that came out that had that kind of a look. It was just so cool.
It's kind of like the Sherlock Holmes style, Dad, where they've got like the slow motion and it's, you know, kind of pulled from the story of like a documentary. Let's be honest. Actually, women will like it too for different reasons than men. But it's just a good old fashioned, you know, action flick. It's kind of like the actionier version of like Gladiator, right, Andy?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was a more intense actionier version of Gladiator. That is perfectly put. But, you know, I think I just earned my man card for the week just by bringing it up.
Sounds like it.
I feel manlier.
Oh, it's so good.
All right,
I can't believe that you haven't seen that, Dad. That's
no, I haven't
point.
Seen it yet.
Go ahead,
I'll
Richard.
I'll have to watch it. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to go again. Go back to the animated train because you made me lose my thought with the fact that you haven't seen 300, and so I'm going to go with, again, some Disney movies, which is Frozen with Elsa.
Just
and
let it
Princess
go, would you
Anna.
Please?
What?
Just let it go, would you please?
Let it go with Olaf, the snowman, Dad.
Yes.
You want to build a snowman?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but John, even you admitted that the Let It Go scene was incredible.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. I'll admit, it's pretty good. Okay, I have one, which actually is one of my favorite movies. I haven't seen it for a long time, but I enjoy it. Cleopatra.
You know what? I have not seen it.
It's a good movie.
The original or like the newer version?
Both. The original I really like, though. And I'm not an old-time movie guy, but that one I really like.
Who starred in the original?
I'll have to look it up.
Charlie? Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
Was it?
She was Cleopatra, right? Yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor was cute.
Yeah.
She was majorly cute.
Yeah, back in the day, you bet.
Back in the day. Okay, shall we go to break?
No, we can just combine them. Keep going. We're good.
Oh, all right. I thought we were going to break.
Okay,
here's one. We don't think about these movies very much because they're all three very long. And so you don't ever watch them anymore. But if you do, they're really good. Lord of the Rings with Viggo Mortensen as Aragorn.
Okay.
As the king. And he was terrific in this. He was just perfect as the king in these movies.
Okay. I will have to actually watch them.
You've never seen them?
No.
Well, I got to be honest.
Never.
The second, and Richard, back me up here. The second one really drags, and the third one's very long and never ends.
And you want me to watch it? Why?
They're just impressive. Am I right, Richard?
Well, they're impressive from a cinematography and from a storytelling standpoint. The first one could have had more action. The second one could have, I guess, the storyline could have changed up, and the third one could have ended.
You know what?
If you kind of blend all of them together, you actually have really good films.
Richard, tell me if you agree with this. You know what I hated about the second one especially, and maybe some of the third? Too many long speeches before the fighting.
Yeah, well, no one cares about that garbage.
No!
Just fight.
Yeah.
Just fight.
Yeah, just fight.
All right, Joe, real quick. Joe sent in both Conan movies, whatever that is.
Arnie. Conan the
Barbarian?
Conan the Barbarian.
Never seen him.
Really?
No, I haven't.
This was
my worst genre. I don't watch these movies.
Why did you choose it then? I gave you 7 or 8 choices.
Charlie chose this week because of the prince dying.
You know how I felt last week, Dad.
I am out of my element here. This is not my genre at all.
By the way, Richard, one of the choices was movies John would hate.
We're already here. Yes, we combined them this week. We're doing it already. It's done.
We should just do a theme of musicals, and then you would hate
it. Oh, just make my head explode.
Are there any movies you've liked that had music in them? That were musicals? Not that had music. I mean, not soundtrack, but musicals.
No. Easy answer. No.
But you admitted to it earlier.
To what?
That you admitted to a couple of Moana and this.
It's not a musical. It's a cartoon.
It's a musical.
It's an animated movie. It's not a musical.
Richard, educate your father.
Is Moana a musical? There's a lot of things in there. They don't have any music.
No, I'm not talking a musical in the old. I'm talking a movie where characters sing several songs. That's a musical. It's not an opera where it's all singing. It's a musical. Richard?
See, I look at a musical as that one I saw the ad for last night that I just wanted to go out and leave and be done at that point. The new one coming out you mentioned.
You know, Andy, we're never going to see him watching on a Friday night with a bucket of popcorn The Sound of Music.
No!
But we might catch him watching Moana. So I guess there's your kind of difference.
The Moana's Sound of Music different. Was classic.
Sound of Music? I've never seen
it. Terrible.
I can't get past the first, I don't know, they start singing and I'm done.
I think it's almost impossible to combine great music and Nazis and not have a great movie.
Running from Nazis. I can't watch it. I'm sorry, guys. That's a genre that I'm just not into.
Who's up next?
I think I am.
Okay, go ahead.
gosh, I'm running out of things here. This was one from Anne, Princess and the Frog.
That's animated too.
I know. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Honestly, you know, I thought it was kind of slow.
I didn't love that one, to be honest with you.
No.
Okay, I'm just passing it on.
Okay, do we keep going?
Yes, keep rolling. We're good.
All right. Mulan, the Emperor, in it, who I believe was played by Mr. Miyagi, was the voice of the Emperor in Mulan.
Okay.
Mulan's a tight little movie. And by the way, the music in Mulan is, John would like this, the music is quick.
Yeah, that I would like.
When they do it.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, Richard.
All right, so I would be remiss, well, my wife would be mad at me if I didn't mention it. And these are some of her new series that are on Netflix, and that's the Bridgertons series, which is more of a, you know, definitely a chick flick sort of thing, but it's all about royalty. It's called Bridgerton, Dad. Go check it out, because you will be so invested that you won't be able to turn it off. And
it's on chick flicks. There you go.
Okie dokie.
Okay, John.
I think it's royalty, and it's got royalty.
Let's go Fast and Furious, so John has to come up with a lot of
them. The Three Musketeers.
Excellent.
Okay.
See, that's a great one. Okay. I love that. Okay, how about The Greatest King, The Passion of the Christ?
Oh, good one, Andy. Good one. Good
Richard?
One.
Why do you got to go there?
What?
Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to go with another series, and that's going to be Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, but you guys keep going with series. I go strictly with movies.
I've never seen Game of Thrones either.
You don't watch TV series. You haven't seen Game of Thrones, Dad?
No.
Oh, you got to see Game of Thrones.
No.
I like the dwarf. I like the midget. The best. He's my favorite character.
I got in trouble for saying midget the other day.
What's the midget and what's the dwarf the other day?
Dwarf is a little person. A midget's a midget.
He's a midget.
Right. Midget's a midget. A dwarf is a little person.
What is the difference?
I look it up. I don't know.
Body fat?
Yeah, a dwarf looks like a little person. A midget has different proportions to their body. The best way to say that.
What if a dwarf wanted to identify as a midget?
I guess they
self-identify.
Could.
Self-identify.
Suppose.
Would you allow that? What if he wanted to self-identify as a giant person?
They could. Sure. Why not?
All right, then.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
That's
my next one.
Okay. How about this one? Chronicles of Narnia.
Never saw it.
Never saw it, of course. You're a bad Christian. You just lost.
I am sorry.
Wait, I'm getting a call from God.
Sorry.
He says you're out of heaven.
I do not watch these.
Sorry.
Dan said, by the way, he loves The Sound of Music. Oh, so he also wanted to know if we mentioned King Ralph with John Goodman.
We have not.
Okay, there you go, Dan.
It has now been mentioned.
King Ralph. There you go.
Color me shocked that Dan loves The Sound of Music.
Let me throw another one out here really quick because Richard already mentioned it when I mentioned 300, and that is Gladiator. Joaquin Phoenix as Commodus.
Yep.
That's royalty.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, Richard.
All right, I'm going to go with another series, Andy. You're going to hate me for it, but it's on Netflix. The Crown.
The Crown.
You cheaters!
How am I cheating? It's something
it's
to
not
watch
a
in.
Movie! That's
People
how you're...
Are bored.
This is, don't we call this segment Movie Rentals?
Yes.
No, we don't call it Movie Rentals. We call it movie reviews. So first,
No. I do the movie review in the first hour.
So you can rent
the one
these,
where John and I were.
You can rent the series.
Andy, the one where John and I were sobbing. Where John and I were sobbing the entire time because we so related to it.
All right, here's the last one. We got to wrap it up. First Night. That's
okay,
that's a chick flick.
Is that Richard Gere?
What? Say, Richard.
You've never seen The First Night.
I actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Once. That's it.
Is that the end?
That's the end.
We're done. Okay.
We'll let you go.
The
All
Night's
right, Richard.
Tale, by the way. Another what? Good one, The Night's Tale.
Oh, The Night's Tale. That's another good one.
That is a good one.
I'll add that one.
That's
okay.
A very good
one, Richard. Okay, good stuff. All right. Barber's Foods is next. Speaking of good, it's kingly food. By the way, we eat like kings today.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day, the only body that ate from Barber's Foods the way we do were kings and queens. You couldn't eat the way we eat today without being royalty.
No, you couldn't.
So you know what? Eat like royalty. Go to Barber's Foods. I mean that sincerely, folks. Literally, you can get anything you want from Barber's Foods. The highest quality protein you'll ever find since 1949 here in Colorado. Find them online. Again, it's barbersfoods.com. That's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, wrapping up this hour, myself and Andy Pate and Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones, somebody texted in.
Okay, let me list several. Camelot, Ever After, Anastasia, The Lion in Winter with Katharine Hepburn, won Best Actress. Mary's Queen of Scots, which has two of my favorite actresses, Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. And Star Wars. Come on, there was all kinds of, the Emperor and so forth. Enchanted, Ella Enchanted, Raya and the Last Dragon, The Little Mermaid, The King and I, Tangled. And by the way, I'll finish with Darkest Hour. Had King George VI in it.
Yeah, good one.
There you go.
All right, guys. We'll be back. Hour number three is next. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.